Welcome to For Self-Examination. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and today is Monday. And that means today is all about you. No matter where you are in the world, no matter what you are going through, I want you to know that it is okay, and that you are right where you are supposed to be. Take a deep breath. Relax and let the world slip away. Give yourself permission to make today all about you and let yourself be open to new inspirations. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and this is For Self-Examination. And I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time here because this episode is amazing. I am so thrilled and excited to be able to sit down with Mr. Ben Davis, owner and founder of The Gents Place. Now, I say that, sit down. I mean, obviously, we do this over Zoom to observe social distancing and to, you know, make sure we're all keeping everybody healthy and safe. But Ben has an amazing story of overcoming adversity and just finding gratitude in the darkest parts of life. And the interview is so fantastic, so I don't want to waste your time. He is just a source of absolute inspiration and light in the darkest parts of times. So let's get right into the interview right after this. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends and family. Tell everyone. Put it on Twitter. We'd love it if you give us a 5-star rating and a review. We always love feedback. And then, of course, like and subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get yours. And as a reminder, Taylor Counseling Group is in the DFW area with offices from Dallas to Fort Worth. And in Waxahachie as well. We are also now in the Houston and San Antonio areas as well. So if you or somebody you know might be interested in getting some counseling, feel free to give us a call. 214-530-0021. You can send us an email, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com. And you can look us up on the web at taylorcounselinggroup.com. You can find us on Twitter as well at @TCG_Dallas. So if you need us, we're here. But if not, no worries. I just hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the show, Ben Davis. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure you're aware of the coronavirus outbreak. I know that you have had some very interesting turn of events for the Gents Place. And I definitely want to get into that. And I want to talk about kind of, you know, your struggles. But first, if you could just tell us a little bit about you and the Gents Place and what it is that you do and offer.
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for having me on the show. The Gents Place was started 11 years ago, and it's a membership-based men's grooming and lifestyle club. So we like to say it's this country club meets speakeasy meets barbershop. And I started 11 years ago because I was a guy that hated getting my hair cut. In fact, I hated getting my hair cut so much, I'd get my hair cut twice as short as I wanted so I wouldn't have to go back for twice as long. I was that conscious about it. So I decided to start my own business after looking at other opportunities out there that I felt like just weren't executing the way that I wanted to. And we started in Frisco, Texas in 2008. Crazy times. So I'm revisiting the crazy times now in my mind because I got my SBA loan 2 weeks before Lehman Brothers collapsed in 2008. And I remember my banker calling me because I hadn't started taking money from the loan. And he called me and said, dude, you need to start spending your money. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to start construction in 8 weeks or so. And he's like, please take the money now before we take it back from you. Lehman Brothers just collapsed. The whole world is falling apart. And from that time, you know, I've been able to open in December 08. And grow the concept nationally now. So we've got locations in Chicago and Vegas and Kansas City and all over Texas, Bentonville, Arkansas. But 11 years later now, I find myself in a very similar position with all of our locations closed and forced to be innovative and reinvent ourselves and do whatever we need to do to, you know, to survive and thrive after this is all blown over.
Wow. That is an intro right there. So definitely no stranger to adversity. I mean, just starting out and you're already in hot water. So that's an amazing story. I love hearing that. So what we've been talking about on the show is for this month, we do a topic a month, and what we've been talking about this month is really the coronavirus outbreak. Obviously the pandemic, COVID-19 has impacted everybody. Either your dominoes and your stocks sky high, or you're the airplane industry and you don't have passengers, so you're not doing anything, you know? So there seems to be nobody caught in the middle. Everyone's kind of one or the other. And a lot of our listeners are either clients of ours or other therapists or just people that, you know, like to get a little bit of inspiration. And so I'd love to hear about your story. I know that the Gents Place is considered a men's hair salon, or it's categorized as a hair salon. I know in Dallas and Tarrant County, those have all been shut down. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you when you got that news? What's going on now? How are you navigating this?
Yeah, so it was a tiered approach. You know, as the government found out more and more information, we had the state and local governments make their own decisions across the country. And so it started with, actually in the state of Nevada, with a business closure for 30 days in our Las Vegas location. Then it moved to Illinois, which put in an order for about 2.5 weeks closed. And then there was about a lull for a week or so where I was telling my franchisees, I thought, you know, we were kind of done. The states and counties and cities that decided to close have closed. And I went into full-blown marketing mode. I created a marketing plan. I met with our franchisees. And I said, well, looks like the ones that are going to stay open are staying open. And let's execute the marketing plan. And the marketing plan was centered around helping local restaurants that had moved into a no dine-in, takeout-only status. And so I rushed to get gift cards from a major restaurateur locally, Front Burner Restaurants. Randy DeWitt is a great friend of mine. He started concepts like Twin Peaks and Whiskey Cake and Mexican Sugar and The Ranch and Las Colinas and all of these restaurants. And I got gift cards, and we were giving those gift cards out to our members that were making retail purchases and membership purchases to help drive business into the local restaurants. Because at that time I thought, man, the restaurants have it really bad. At least I'm able to remain open and business is down for sure, but I'm going to help these guys out. And it turns out I was totally wrong on that. And we had every location within a week after that shut down nationwide while the restaurants remained open. So I guess my initial thought was, because it didn't all come raining down at once, was, okay, we are handicapped a little bit. We're losing some sales. Let's pare down our labor, but let's get a marketing plan to grow a way out of it. Once we got closed down completely, you know, that is, it's a totally different mode that you operate in, because you have zero revenue coming in and you have promised expenses to the landlord, utility companies, all kinds, that now you need to switch gears and go into partnership mode with your vendors and landlords. They know what you're going through. They know there's no revenue coming in. It's about reaching out as quickly as possible, letting them know what you're going through, and trying to work out a deal that can get you through the closure period. And so that's what our focus has been the last couple of weeks, is working with our partners and then working with our team members, because, you know, we were put in a very tough position like most businesses. You know, Macy's just laid off 125,000. Tillman Fertitta laid off 40,000 people, one of the major restaurateurs in the country. The team member side of it has been a challenge, but one that I think we've done a really great job on. You know, we had to lay off the vast majority of our workforce, about 98%. So we laid off over 100 people. And doing that in a way where you have compassion for everyone, in a way where you can help them find the government resources and assistance they need, has been a learning experience for us. But it's honestly one that I am really grateful for, because we've grown immensely closer as a company because we're all in this together. I am not receiving a paycheck right now along with my team members. And so we're all in it. And there's been a extreme amount of loyalty and gratitude and grace that has been given to each other. And one of the things we focus on in multiple calls we have a week is that this is a place of no judgment. If people are scared, that's okay. If they're grateful, that's okay. If they're uncertain, that's okay. And we've created a place that's comfortable to express your emotions without that judgment. And I think people really appreciate that about what we've done as a company so far.
Wow, that is a fantastic view of what's going on. I know as a business owner as well that we're impacted, but you know, we can do telehealth, right? And we've been making a big push for that. And yeah, not everyone can do it, but I can't imagine what it's like to go through to have the government tell you, hey, today you cannot be in business anymore. Mm-hmm. I know you've been trying to sell toothpaste and other supplies, you know, just to help people that can't get them and stuff, which is great. Just be there for your community. But it's like, you know, we can't do what we do. And mm-hmm. and all of our services are under this umbrella. You know, mm-hmm. it's not like you're also selling cheeseburgers while people are coming in getting their nails done, right? You know? Yeah. So that's just, I mean, I couldn't imagine what that would be like, the kind of fear and anxiety that's got to stir up in you. What on a personal level, I mean, when you found out this happened, like, what was your reaction?
You know, it's hard because it's been a journey as one location after another is shut down, but I can tell you just from a self-care perspective, what we've chosen to focus on and how we've navigated all of this. You know, my wife and I were on, you know, one of our many walks, as I'm sure you're having and everyone's having right now in the neighborhood. You know, one of our walks yesterday, and I was looking at the trees and just walking through the neighborhood, and I expressed to my wife, you know, how grateful I am to be living in this moment in history that will be remembered forever. You know, people talk about the Spanish flu for the last 100 years, and you know, this is going to be an era, even though it's a very short period of time, it will be an era where communication changed, where businesses changed, where there were mindset shifts or cultural shifts. Like, I don't know if we're going to come back as a society and actually be okay to shake hands, you know, and in other societies, people don't shake hands. So I was just in this really deep state of gratitude, being thankful that I'm able to experience this historic moment. And so that's what we try to focus on from a self-care standpoint, is to find the places where we can live in gratitude and in connection with other people and in love. And you know, this is a time where your character is really tested, your discipline is tested, your values and ethics are tested, your personal identity is tested. And, you know, we were talking about it yesterday that if we're okay right now as humans, like me and Lauren and my family, then we don't need more money or the money to come back or any material things to come back. That we find a lot of peace in just being okay with where we are now. And it is a constant, we say it's a battle, it's just a constant focus of ours to be there, because it doesn't happen naturally, especially when there's so many things trying to move you in another direction. So, I mean, the initial reaction is, holy crap, like, did this really happen? I can't, you know, the word surreal has been used so many times in our conversations, you know, like, is this really happening? Like, are we in a movie right now? But I think once we kind of got out of that, that moment came and went. And then we've just focused on what emotions we want to have that we know will carry us through.
Thank you so much for bringing up the topic of gratitude. We talked about this a lot 2 episodes ago on the show. And it's so encouraging to see somebody that has been through so much and has so much on the line to stop and just be grateful. Not even for what you have, but just for where you are. Just for being in the position to help other people, to be in the position to help your staff, to be in the position to just live in this time and this place. It's just to express that gratitude. That's just so powerful and important. And I know a little bit about your personal life, but, you know, I don't know everything obviously, cause I'm not your therapist. I mean, how many open heart surgeries has your son had?
Yeah. My middle son, has had 3 open heart surgeries and 2, balloon angioplasties. He actually had his 2nd open heart surgery the day we opened, the Gents Place back in 2008.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is somebody who has been through the darkest parts and the most challenging parts in life. And yet you talk about gratitude. So that is super awesome. And that is very encouraging. And I think inspiring, which is what this podcast is all about. Now let's get on to the fun stuff, which is self-care. We were originally going to talk about, you know, why getting your hair cut is so great for self-care. That's one of my personal enjoyments in life. Is to get my hair cut. I go to the Gents Place at least once every other week, sometimes once a week when I can get in. I used to when our Dallas office was right by your Preston Hollow location. Before that got destroyed by a tornado, like how much adversity do you have to have in your life, Ben? You know, our office got hit by the tornado too, but it's like we got skylights. His was just gone. Mm-hmm. You know, there was rubble. It was gone. It's just so much adversity, so much opportunity, right? I used to try to go there more often than that, but you know, we have to take care of ourselves. I always like to say the stewardess, the airline industry is onto something, right? You know, they say you got to put your oxygen mask on first before you put on the mask somebody else. That's all about self-care, right? That's all about taking care of you first. And it's really hard for us, I think, as a society sometimes to really understand why that's so important, because we want to help people and we want to take care of other people and we want to take care of our kids and our family. But if we're not in a good space, you know, it's very difficult to really truly help other people. If you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? Right. So I think that's kind of the idea. That's the way I approach self-care. You're obviously in the self-care business. Mm-hmm. So, tell us about self-care, and then maybe tell us some things that people can do while they're stuck at home and can't go get their haircut from you.
Well, as you know, Chris, Emmitt Smith, the NFL's leading running back of all time, is my business partner, and Emmitt has given me so much in terms of a mindset, a champion's mindset. And one of the things that he expressed to me many years ago was that his belief that when you look and feel your best, you perform your best. And that was something that he found out early on. He and Deion Sanders and Michael Irvin, they kind of made a decision that they were going to show up a certain way to the world and to themselves. And how you show up to the world and yourself is your personal brand. And that's important, and it affects your relationships. It affects your self-worth, you know, how you feel about yourself. And so they made a focus to always look and feel their best. And that's what the Gents Place is all about. Why self-care is so important is that when you do look and feel your best, you end up getting the outcomes that you want in your life. And that's why the business goes beyond just getting a haircut beyond just buying some shave cream, is that we're creating this community where people can invest in themselves. We look at it as an investment versus an expense. And so that's it's perfectly in alignment with my personal beliefs. And, you know, I think that's what I've given this company, is it's a piece of me, knowing that when you control your emotions in your life, it controls your decisions, and those decisions control your destiny or your outcomes. And so the whole like game of life and self-care is about, how do you put yourself in this peak emotional state consistently, even though your son may have open heart surgeries, even though a tornado may take out your business, even though COVID-19 shuts everything down, knowing that you're going to hit some lows, but how do you not stay there? And, you know, we employ a bunch of different strategies to do that, probably talk about for hours. But for me, one of the strategies is being able to control my focus, controlling questions that I ask myself, you know, focusing on asking empowering questions, and surrounding myself with people that believe what I believe, because I've got to protect my emotional state. I've got to guard it. It's like, I think about it like a freaking moat that I put around my emotional state, that if anybody that has a really negative or disempowering state, I've got such a big moat with like alligators and sharks and everything you can imagine in there, that if you want to even try to step into my world, you will get eaten alive by positivity. And so that belief is carried through our entire business model. Yeah.
Now that's so awesome. I love hearing that. And I definitely love you talking about it, because you're so passionate about the ideas that you represent and live. And we try to do that at Taylor Counseling Group as well. And I love really kind of watching you run your business, because it's just so inspiring. Yeah, so everyone's stuck at home right now. You're like the self-care guru. Break it down for us. What do we need to do to not go crazy for the next month? Maybe 2 months. You know, I don't want to you know, postulate and
yeah,
everybody freak out. Yeah.
You know, one of the great things about the Gents Place is the connection of like-minded people that happens inside our clubs. You know, when Chris Taylor can walk in and bump into Ben Davis, and maybe there's a whiskey involved, maybe there's a haircut, maybe there's a cigar, but it's these kind of not so fortuitous meetings, because we're intentional about who we're bringing together. That connection is what really drives happiness. You know, they've done all these studies on happiness about how do people live 100 years, you know, on average in a society. And it is the deepness of the relationships that they formed in their lives. And while it's more difficult to do that right now because we can't see each other physically, I think what we are doing right now in this moment is still building on that. Is we can get on Zoom, we can get on Skype, we can get on FaceTime, we can still have a whiskey and smoke a cigar, we can still talk about our families, we can still talk about business. And, you know, the more the merrier, in terms of not necessarily the quantity of the people, but the quantity of the touches that you have with the people that you care about most. And so tapping into technology, I think, is really important right now to stay connected. If you isolate yourself, if you don't make a connection with people and you literally sit at home, you follow the stay-at-home order to a T, right? Don't talk to anybody. Don't look at anybody, right? Your emotional state is going to start cracking. And if you believe that your state determines your decisions determine your destiny, you're going to start to make different decisions and you're going to have different outcomes in your life. So my number one tip is you stay connected, even if you're tired, even if you don't have makeup on, you know, even if you're in pajamas, doesn't matter, is get on video conferencing, connect with people, go outside, talk to your neighbors. It's so cool right now walking around. You know, we all know this. 2 months ago, when we're all walking around the neighborhood, as soon as we see someone we don't know, we like look down, you know, like like we're admiring a piece of grass, you know, on the ground. Oh, I didn't know that grass was there, just to like not talk to someone. And now people are wanting connection so badly, they need it, that everybody you walk around the neighborhood wants to talk to you, right? You have all of these amazing conversations. And so connection is really important. From a grooming standpoint, you know, not going to lie, it's going to be tough. You know, you and I have looked better than we do right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my beard hair is getting caught in my mouth every time I we'll survive.
You know, so it's going to be tough, but I think you need to stay, you need to practice good hygiene, and you kind of need to let your ego go and be okay with looking like a little bit like a werewolf, because everyone's in it with you. And put that aside and know you can get back to where you might want to be physically from a grooming standpoint, and focus on those other things that matter, like quality time and the conversations and picking up an old hobby or starting a new one and finding some passion projects and that you can throw yourself into.
Well, thank you so much, Ben. That is fantastic advice and information for our listeners. And in the midst of all this, I'm looking back there at your background. I'm seeing 1,801 meals served to homeless veterans.
Yes.
So even though your son has survived multiple open heart surgeries, you almost lost your seed money due to the housing market collapse. You survived a tornado, and yet you still make time to serve homeless veterans. So that is just amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you for all you do. Father, entrepreneur, philanthropist, all around great guy, friend of Emmett Smith, just a great friend. So thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate your time. And, I think your story is extremely inspiring. So we appreciate having you here, and best of luck to you. And I hope the government lets you reopen soon for the love of all of our hygiene.
Yeah. No question about it. Thanks, my brother. Thanks for having me on.
What an amazing interview. Again, thank you so much, Ben Davis, for taking time out of your very busy day to be with us. Wow. Don't know what else to say to that other than no matter how dark it gets, no matter how difficult life gets, there's absolutely no reason why we cannot choose to be grateful, to take a minute, look around, and think about all the good things in your life. And if there aren't many good things, think harder, think deeper. Choose to look at the positive. Choose to be grateful for what you have and for what you see around you. There are so many great things in our lives, and if we just take a moment and consider them and enjoy them, something really special might happen. We might be found happy and warm, and even though we're apart from each other, found together. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. This is For Self-Examination. And remember, you're right where you're supposed to be.